This doctor, this is dictating on Patricia Fallon. That is F-A-L-L-O-N. F as in Frank. F-A-L-L-O-N. Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. This is a consultation from Dr. Jolanta Tomberkiewicz. That is T as in Thomas. T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. M-D. Jolanta is J-O-L-N-L-A-N-T-A. Jolanta. Tomberkiewicz. T-O-M-B-A-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. Date of consultation is 1/12. Date of birth 2/26/52. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is weakness and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is Sprint's illness. This is a 69-year-old white female who has a history of shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness. Also has had a persistent cough and has been on bronchodilators in the past. The patient had a chest CT done on 10/28/21, which showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli and no lung nodules or mediastinal adenopathy. She had some mild scarring. And the chest x-ray done on August 9, 2021 showed no active infiltrates. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of tonsillectomy in 1962. DNC in 1981, cholecystectomy in 2014, and cardiac ablation in 2017. She has hypolipidemia and history of atrial fibrillation. Had a history of pulmonary embolism and has been on Xarelto. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use moderate. And next paragraph, family, allergies to mold and tomatoes and cats. No drug allergy. Next paragraph, family history, father died of COPD, mother died of colon cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts. She has hoarseness and no urinary symptoms. She has hay fever. She has wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, no black stools, diarrhea, constipation. No chest or jaw pain. She has palpitations, no anxiety. Denies easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headache and numbness in the extremities and some skin rash. Next, medication list Crestor 10 milligrams daily, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Omeprazole 20 milligrams a day, and Sumatriptan PRN for headaches. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female was averagely built, no acute distress. There was no pallor, ictus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulses 82 respirations. 16, temperature 976, weight is 140, saturation 99. HEAD had non-spheric pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery, and lung feels so clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Heart sounds of irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, pretty wet, no mass, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds active. No extremities, well, no edema or lesions, no cup tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, no gross, molar left, its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Reactive Ehlers disease and dyspnea. Number 2 is hyperlipidemia and number 3 is allergic rhinitis. Number 4 is history of pulmonary emboli. And number 5 is atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, plan the patient will use the Ventolin HFA inhaler 2 plus PRN. Also advise to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile and IgE level. And she will get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies. Was given a Ventolin, the patient will come back for a follow-up here approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jolanta Tumbuk Kivix, J-O-L-N-L-A-N-T-A, Tumbuk Kivix is T-O-M-B-A-R, K. IEWICZ MD. Give us talk to Susan.